Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. This is Robert J., and you've tuned to Your Radio Promo. And today we're going to discuss a really key topic that's really hot and heavy in the internet world, social media. Who has not actually heard the word social media in the vocabulary or around about or on TV and as you get up in the morning and you get up at night? How many times have you actually heard of some form of social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, you name it. The list really is endless. You know, how many times have you actually gone through, like, say, 1 week, even a 24-hour period, without not hearing those that word or something related to a social media platform of what's new, what's the latest and greatest? I would imagine that the odds are that you have heard of it, even unless you're on a rock somewhere and way up north in the hills, you may not have heard of it. But for the most part, if you're plugged into the internet in some form or fashion, you heard it, some relation or some what's that word I'm looking for somebody's actually just mentioned the word and talked about how their life has changed, whether it be good or it be positive, it be negative, for the most, but really, social media is pretty much, really runs the world, if you will. Media has been around for quite a long time. Social media, believe it or not, before even the internet, has been around for a very long time. The only difference is the definition of social media back in the day, people like to relate back way back when, long before the internet, before computers, there was social media, but it was definitely, by all means, a completely opposite, different definition. Social media now, you can contact anybody in the world within seconds and discuss whether it be how to bake your cookies, share a recipe, of course, how to fix your car, how to make money on the internet, how to actually remedy some kind of a cold or something, symptoms that you've got going on in your body right now. You can literally go to Google and find out what's going on, or maybe one of your favorite musicians, that's an oxymoron, but your favorite musicians or band, maybe wanted to find out what they were up to. You can literally go on social media, go to Google or Bing, and within seconds, you've got a whole menu, pages, in fact, of that particular item, person, or subject to find out what's going on. And you can read. You will never be able to read the entire internet in 25, probably 100 lifetimes. The key is, though, is using social media for your benefit, and that's why I'm actually, that's my subject today, is to find out or give you more information on how you can find out how you can succeed online within the social media community, and what can drive your business to become successful and to get exposure out there in the social media world. Hey, once again, this is Robert J., and you're tuned into Your Radio Promo. I've been just contemplating a couple of different things over the last couple of weeks and kind of changing our format just a little bit. Not much. We want to just tweak it a little bit here, a little bit there, but we had some other major projects we were working on recently, so wanted to get those basically out there and live. And this week we're releasing a couple of different websites, some new blogging I'm doing. So I'm pretty excited about what the future holds. It's already January, or towards the end of January, already in 2016. Here we already basically have already finished 3 weeks and some of our new year. So have you dropped all your resolutions yet? And most people have. Most people, you know, mean well, they have good intentions when they first start out the new year, and maybe the last 24, 48 hours, some people last a couple of weeks. The biggest thing of it is if you can last 3 weeks, you can pretty much stay the course. You can succeed. It's just the matter of breaking that habit, the bad habits we've all grown accustomed to, or something we're used to doing and not wanting to, like getting out of bed in the morning and not, like in my case, getting on the air to do a show. I could have chose going back to sleep for a while. I could have chose to not get on here, maybe watch a couple of news programs or whatever. But the thing of it is, I find it important to share information and provide content for my listening audience. Anybody, whether it's one listener or it's 1,000 listeners, 1,000,000 listeners at one time or another, they're listening to this particular broadcast. If I can make a difference and give them one little nugget, little golden nugget that can actually help turn the business around, then it's all worth it to me. Bottom line is, if you can just give back and give to your friends or give to people you don't even know, it'll all come back to you in the end, and all on a positive scale. Just keep in mind, you want to do everything that you in your life, and always remind yourself to continue to do things with the highest integrity and good intentions that are possible, that are available to you. Once again, this is Robert J. You've tuned into my radio program, our podcast, Your Radio Promo. Started this program several years ago. I've done different broadcasts off and on, and it's basically always been surrounded around the same exact thing, and that's to get information to help my organization, people in my mastermind group, people I care about, people I've never met. Regardless, the biggest thing I want to portray is that things are coming, good things are coming. And I wanted to just get that out to you. There's so many tools out there right now that it will make your head spin as far as how to build your business, how to create a massive flow of momentum within your business. If you're a network marketer, as an example, every single day you've got to be out there. You've got to do something to just, one of my mentors from years back has said, continue to throw mud at that wall. And I'm sure we've all heard that term. Just keep throwing mud at the wall. You never know what's going to stick, right? If you just get out there every single thing, just make it, even if it's a small thing, even if it's like doing nothing today, whatever, you know, you're in that particular mood, you know what? Do it anyway. Do something to just move forward, okay? We've heard the song, One Step Forward, Two Steps Back. You know, as long as you move one step forward, and if you do two steps, if you take two or three or four or five steps back, just get back in there. You know, it may take you a week, it may take you a couple of days to get to regain those three or four steps you might have missed. However, by you continually moving forward and making it better, you're making the world a better place, actually, by doing that, okay? And like I said, once again, you never know who's out there counting on you. And you being in the MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing, direct sales industry, being a leader or a leader in progress, meaning you're learning to be a leader from other folks who've already led and who have been successful in the industry, you want to emulate those folks. You don't want to copycat it. You want to be you. You want to definitely market you. You want to make sure the brand is definitely you at the end of the day. Don't always be just the company. Yes, you can be the company. That's fine. But you've got to make sure at the end of the day, after a 2 to 5 year plan, that in 5 years they're contacting you at your website, okay, at your particular name. Like, my name's RJ, okay? I've got several websites. I've had one for, about 10, 11 years now, called Consumer View. That's one of my websites. It's something I started, a project I started on years ago, that had somewhat of a different premise to it, a different goal to it. However, it pretty much works great now. Consumer View is a perfect name, a perfect concept. But when people talk about Consumer View, I want them to talk about me. RJ, who owns Consumer View? I own Consumer View. Well, what company do you promote for or sell for? What's the product line? Well, I sell for ABC Company, or I provide you products through ABC Company. However, I want you to be on my team over here at RJ's team, at Consumer Views team. You see what I'm saying? You want to make sure you are associated with your company, with your brand. Because if you're not building your brand, you wake up in 2 to 5 years and things could change. All that promotion, all that promoting those links, okay, the affiliate links as an example, it's no problem. You can promote affiliate links by shortening the URL. You could promote them by having your own. I've got Consumer View. I've got multiple subdomains links. And I apologize for folks who are somewhat novices, but a domain, a website, a URL, people say, call them URLs, a website address, those are all one in the same. They're actually underneath the term URL, okay? And so if you ever hear that, oh, what's your URL, what's your URL, what's your website address, where you're located on the web, that is where you're located. That's your home, your website home. But make sure you go to GoDaddy, go to HostGator, web.com. There's multiple different providers that can set you up in a matter of minutes, really. It costs you $10-$12 to get yourself your own domain. And you could take that domain and forward it to your affiliate link. So when you're out there advertising, I'm advertising Consumer View. Like, I'm going to invite you today to go to Consumer View right now. maybe not the second, but when you get done listening, or go to consumervue.com. I want to promote that link. I want that to be a part of me. I've got other products I'm working on as well, but the majority of my stuff falls underneath my umbrella, if you will, Consumer View. If I'm selling for ABC company, I'm selling for PDQ company, I'm for XYZ company, all those companies are going to, I'm going to be forwarding my, from my URL, from my main website address, Consumer View. I might have it, it may say something like rjrecommends.consumerview.com. It might say something like, let's see, company I'm involved with, that, you know, that has been around for quite a while, has been very successful. I might have it something like where it says mlsp.consumerview.com. The thing of it is, you want to make sure, and I know I'm stressing this, I was going to focus mostly on social media today, but it does play a big part, because as you're, if you're brand new, if you're a novice, you're a newbie, or even if you're a seasoned pro and you're getting back in the game, by all means, please, for whatever it's worth, make sure you promote you and your brand on social media. One thing that's very important, I find, and I've found through different educators and mentors with my recent online experience, I've known as myself, of course. I've known to always do the, always brand yourself, always promote your personal website, address, etc. For instance, if you have Twitter, I have a Twitter address. It's also at Consumer View. So when I tell you to, hey, just ask me for my email address, I'll gladly give you my email address. You can give me rj@consumerview.com. But I also would rather just tell you, hey, go to Twitter, hit me up at Twitter, at Consumer View. And boom, you know, you can actually leave a message for me. You can check out my website. You can see the other things I'm involved with. You can see my links on there to find out more about what I'm doing, what how I'm promoting, what tools I'm using with my online business on a daily basis, and who I'm associated with. So there's a lot you can find out about a lot of people, of course, too. The thing of it is, you want to build up your Twitter account. You want to build up your Twitter following. You don't want to be spamming people. That's the last thing. Maybe Spam Act, Can Act came out, oh, gosh, when was that? Like early 2000s? And a lot of reasons for it, because people were taking too much advantage of certain folks, and it's like getting a non-welcomed telemarketing call, right? And somebody's trying to sell you something you don't want of, and they call you. I've got my phone ringing now, like multiple times daily, the same phone number. And I first thing I do is I Google it. And when I Google it, it usually comes up with other people getting the same kind of phone calls and complaining. Well, kind of what the Spam Can Act was put into to place, so you would have to deal with all that, okay? Prestige has really been built up on the Internet. As you build your business, as you build your home-based business, you want to continuously build. You're building an image. You're building you, okay? And you constantly want to stay on top of being positive and giving good customer service to those folks you're involved with. You definitely do not want to have, you know, bad marks on there. I mean, for what, it's not worth it, right? You know, if somebody has maybe they're having a bad day and they said something because you didn't get back in touch with them soon enough, you know, contact that person and be civil about it, whatever, and probably you can iron things out. Maybe they, like I said, they had a bad day. Maybe their tire fell off their car or something like that. You never know. By the way, I speak from personal experience. Regarding the tire, you know, and of course, you know what? We've all had bad days, right? The thing of it is, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you start all over again. I wanted to really thank you for joining us today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. You can follow me at Twitter at Consumer View. That's at CONSUMERVU, silent E, Consumer View. And, of course, I welcome you to join our show. We're going to be doing much more shows, hopefully on a daily basis. Right now, we're looking on doing on a weekly basis on Mondays. So we're going to do like a Monday morning show and And we feel the urge, whatever, to get back on here. We're going to be doing that as well, working on other programs, doing some video and things of that nature. So I definitely want to recommend also, if you would, you know, check out my blog. You can do that. It's real simple. If you head over to RJOKWillis.online, you can find me there. It's RJOKWillis.online. Check out my blog. I just put a new blog up there and wrote a new article yesterday. I'm going to be writing some more this week as well. I totally recommend. I've got a great opportunity. I've gotten associated with some great folks that have done millions of dollars in business, and I'm now associated with them directly, and consider them my partners in business. So I recommend you checking out my, go to my blog, of course. But if you want to, we've got some, like I said, you go to consumerreview.com, you'd be able to get signed up with that, get on the list or whatever, and even take a free ride of this particular particular resource that I have, which is phenomenal. A lot of people make a lot of money. They're actually able to build. If you're a network marketer, you need this, because this is actually going to help you build your business. It's going to provide leads for you. It's going to actually educate you on how to properly market online, using social media, Twitter, Facebook, of course. It's like I said, I've learned a ton in the last couple of weeks. I've set myself up with some goals, and I basically put myself back into the books, if you will, to just kind of re-educate myself and relearn some things so I can actually make a difference for myself and my family, but also for those folks that are already associated with me. So feel free to, I said, go to consumerreview.com. You can link today. I've got that link forwarded right over to where you can get hooked up and find out more about how you can become successful online with your home-based business. All right. Well, hey, I think I've rambled on enough. But if you're a newbie, if you haven't gotten online, if you haven't established your social media, do it today. You know, get yourself Facebook, get yourself Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great site too, by the way. You know, I mean, it was originally started for finding a job, and you still, by the way, you're still looking for a job, but you can still do it there as well, right? However, what's so cool about it, it actually does have a lot of information and provides a great resource for you to become associated with other like-minded individuals. And that's the name of the game. Just get out there, stay ahead of the social media curve, and you'll do just fine. All right, well, hey, once again, thank you so much for joining us. This is Robert J. Have yourself a wonderful week, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon. Remember, you can make a difference. Just keep the blinders on, stay focused, and watch for what's in front of you. Because what's in front of you, like if it's way in front of you, tomorrow it'll be right in front of you. And if you sit on the sidelines, it'll be behind you, right? So just get in there, roll up your sleeves, and get to work. Have yourself a great day, a great week, a great year. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo, signing off. We wish you the best of everything that life has to offer.